GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee strongly denied this morning that he has any plans of not competing in next week's Florida primary. Published reports in the past few days have indicated that some staffers are working without pay, and others have already left the campaign because they're not getting paid. Huckabee acknowledges that money is tight, but says he'll be in Florida every day until next Tuesday and is hoping to win Florida's earliest presidential primary election. Huckabee says he won't spend any money on television ads, but may broadcast ads on Christian radio stations. With the departure of Fred Thompson from the race in Florida, Huckabee is expected to get some of those votes. He already received an endorsement from one of the leading Christian conservatives in the state, Orlando attorney John Stemberger, recently, who ditched Thompson to get behind the former Arkansas governor.
I think that Governor Huckabee, what's happening with him is a phenomenal development. It's unprecedented in modern American politics. He is a guy that can bring a fresh face and a new venue to the corrupt, scandal-ridden, big-money politics that's infused the system. So I think he's a good thing for the party. He's a social conservative. He believes in the institutions of marriage and family. We certainly don't agree on everything, but I think he's the best candidate for social conservatives.
Despite being outspent on a vast scale by Mitt Romney, Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses earlier this month, prompting some Christian conservatives who liked his rhetoric but were uncertain about his viability to support his candidacy. But some have dismissed that victory, claiming that it came because there are so many evangelicals who voted in Iowa. About 25% of Florida's GOP voters consider themselves value voters. USF St. Petersburg political science professor Daryl Paulson says that gives him a chance next week.
Well, you know, I think, you know, if you look at the public opinion polls, you had three or four candidates that were all bunched right around the 20% mark. I mean, McCain and Huckabee and Giuliani and Romney were all pretty well bunched around the 20% mark. So it clearly is open. And any one of them, theoretically, could close and finish very strongly in Florida.
Pollster Matt Towery told the Miami Herald today that Huckabee will get more votes now that Thompson is out of the race, but says it won't make that much of a difference. He told the Herald, quote, "The 2006 elections show the evangelical vote is not as influential as they want you to believe." Political science professor Daryl Paulson says that Huckabee is now almost in the same position that Rudy Giuliani faces.
He won his first campaign right out of the box, but since then, you know, his numbers have been dwindling, and in some of the states he hasn't done very well. So, you know, I think on the part of some Republican activists, there's a growing perception, you know, that he's not somebody who can win a general election campaign. He just doesn't have a broad enough base of support in order to win a general election campaign.